In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. The kingdom of heaven is like... No one knows what the kingdom of heaven is like. The thinker has not thought it, nor can the singer sing it, or the painter paint it. As it is written, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man. When it comes to the truth about heavenly things, our proud human race is blind and deaf and unable to speak. But if you want to know what the kingdom of God is not like, boy, do we have some examples for you. In fact, just turn on the worldly news. Listen like a priest as the world makes her confession. Better yet, consider how far from heaven your heart has been and make your own. What is the kingdom of heaven like? No one knows. All the great knowers of the earth are returned to the earth, the wages of their sin. And there is a specific plot of earth somewhere waiting for you this very moment, the wages of your own. What is the kingdom of heaven like? All we know is the soil and sin of this fallen world. Better to ask an earthworm about the stars than to ask a human being about the ways and things of heaven's kingdom. No, if we are to know anything at all about the kingdom of heaven, then it must be revealed to us, be given to us by the very God whom we've sinned against, be preached into our ears by someone who knows not only heaven's ways, but our own, perfect God and perfect man. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown in the sea and gathered fish of every kind. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like from the very lips of Jesus, the one whom God has sent to us in grace. And if Jesus must come down to us and preach to us what the kingdom of heaven is like, then I can certainly tell you what the kingdom of heaven is not like. It's not like me. It's not like you. Why? Because we don't sell out for the hidden treasure. Spend it all on the one pearl. Or appreciate a net full of weird fish, be they good or bad. Even if that hidden treasure in the field were Jesus, would you be able to stand up in this sanctuary right now and say that you've gone and sold everything you have for Jesus? Consider it an open invitation. Please stand up right now and tell us how you've emptied your bank account of every last penny for Jesus, how you've emptied your life of every last sin for Jesus, sold out totally for Him. You might find it rough going, though, since a few moments earlier you already stood up in this sanctuary and confessed the exact opposite, that you are still in your sin. And with all due respect, your body itself is a witness against you. As time goes on, it looks less like you've bought the field and more like you've bought the farm. And even if that one pearl of great price were Jesus, you'd be hard-pressed to prove that you are the merchant, that you've sold everything, even all your other pearls, to possess Him and Him alone. Surely it wouldn't take very long for your spouse or your children to point out a few other pearls you've got stashed away. The grudges you keep and polish up regularly with your spouse or friends. The filthy images you treasure in your eyes, in your head. The lies you tell for laughs and pride. The real reason why you don't pray so much. All of it goes to show, dear merchant of pearls, that you've hardly forsaken all of them for Jesus' sake. And for all those battles that you fought and lost with your sin, you think it would make you rather humble and merciful toward others. But if the kingdom of heaven is like a net that gathers fish of every kind, then how unlike that net are you? Oh, sure, you deserve grace, but not that weird, sinful fish that swims in the office next to you. Certainly, you deserve forgiveness, but not that ugly bottom feeder in the other pew. Unlike the net of God that gathers all, you pick and you choose. Love your enemies as yourself. How easy that is to say, how hard that is to do, and especially when that enemy has a name. The kingdom of heaven is like, I can tell you what the kingdom of heaven is not like. It's not like me. It's not like you. The kingdom of heaven is like one man and him alone. Our Lord Jesus, the faithful one, the sinless Son of God. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. The kingdom of heaven is nothing other than our Lord Jesus in his joy selling all that he has. The Lord of heaven sells his heavenly throne for a manger. He empties himself, taking on the form of a servant, taking on our flesh, sells his heavenly crown for a crown full of thorns, sells his garments for nakedness, sells his body, sells his blood, sells his very life, yes, sells all that he has. For what? For you. Strange treasure. He comes to buy sinners, grudge keepers and gossips, adulterers of the flesh and the eye, liars with vile lips, Christians who don't love God enough to pray. Strange treasure indeed. But beauty, as they say, is in the eye of the beholder. And our Lord Jesus and his Father see with eyes of grace. What the earthly man calls trash, Christ Jesus calls treasure. Sinners, he calls saints. In his joy, he buys the whole damned field. And by the riches of his grace and the gems of his own blood, what was damned is now redeemed. You, me, and every sinner in the world. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. This merchant is none other than your Lord Jesus Christ. Like a merchant in search of pearls, Jesus found one and spent all that he had. You know well the price that he paid, giving his own life as a ransom for the many. And these many he makes into one. One body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. And we might add, one holy Christian and apostolic church. Yes, in the words of Jesus, one pearl. And by God's grace, what is true for the church is true for you. What Christ has done for the church, he has also done for you. And those words, for you, require your heart to believe that what the merchant did for the pearl, the merchant did for you. Just as he searched for and spent all he had on that pearl, he has searched for and spent all that he had to purchase you. And though you are indeed a sinner, great value is precisely what you have, for you have been bought with a price. For you, for the church, God gave his precious Son. And if God himself is for you, who can be against you? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? For you, for the church, Jesus sold all that he had, and now you are his, and he is yours forever. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. And so it is that the net of God's grace captures fish of every kind, bottom feeders and sharks, ugly fish and fair, good fish and bad, and drags us all into death on that not so distant shore. Only then will he reject those who rejected him, only then and not a moment sooner. And amongst those fish whom he does choose to keep, we have it from his own lips that there are going to be some great big surprises. Prostitutes and tax collectors entering before the Pharisee fish. Until that day, we are all, wittingly or not, captured by the one great fisher of men in the net of divine grace. So, like it or lump it, and for my part, I hope you like it, But not one of these parables is about how much you love Jesus or about how much you are faithful to Jesus. On the contrary, these parables are about Jesus' love and Jesus' faithfulness toward you. Because he has bought you. Because he himself declares it to be so. You, dear sinner, are his treasure. He will dig you up in your body on the last day. You, dear sinner, are his pearl of great price, for a great price he paid for you. Yes, you are the fish caught in his net, one of many fish, a real sinner of a fish, and yet he will declare before his Father in heaven that you are good. The kingdom of heaven is like this. In the name of Jesus, amen.